This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour of What's On Your Mind is brought to you by PetroServe USA. Prepare to get hungry. Breaking news, you're going to get hungry after I tell you about beef tips and gravy and scalloped potatoes and ham. How can you not? You're not American if you don't get hungry when I say there's beef tips and gravy for lunch today. Scalloped potatoes and ham. Valley City location, exit 292 off I-94. Harwood Tater Tot Hot Dish today. Are you kidding me? Tater Tot Hot Dish. Right there at Harwood. Fargo, 12th Avenue North location, PetroServe USA. Cheese enchiladas. Not wimpy ones either. These are the real deal. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, scalloped potatoes and ham too today at their location. PetroServe USA. Don't forget the caramel rolls. They're fantastic. They're the famous Valley Dairy caramel rolls. So Valley Dairy now part of the PetroServe USA family too in the Northern Valley. And you've got the great chicken, the cookies everywhere, the 4 for $4 special. PetroServe USA bringing you this hour of the program we call What's On Your Mind with our special guest, Governor Doug Burgum. Welcome back, Governor. How are you?
I'm great, and you're getting me hungry talking about those Valley Dairy caramel rolls, Scott.
Well, they are the best. I don't know what it is with a caramel roll. I'm a sucker for the caramel rolls. They are really
me too.
The best.
Yeah, me too.
Good stuff. Brings me back to my aunt in Taunton, Minnesota, making them, and I'd wake up just as a little guy and go, "Ooh, I'm going to get out of bed because there's caramel rolls waiting for me." So. Always an aunt or a grandma or a mom or somebody that makes the really good ones. Anyway, thank you for joining us. We appreciate all the time you give to us so we can give you an opportunity to talk with our listeners and inform us about what is happening and take their questions. We do sincerely appreciate that. You're also a good one to remind us. Gratitude is a good thing to throw around every now and then and to remember how many things we're grateful for. So we're grateful that you are so accessible to the great citizens of North Dakota. So thank you very much for that. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Scott, and grateful for all you do to and all your listeners and everybody that are so engaged in helping shape the future of North Dakota. So great to be with you, and of course, always great things to be grateful for in North Dakota. We had the National Governors Conference meeting last week, and when you listen to the situation in other states, there's so many things that are going well in North Dakota. We've got our challenges, but we've got so many opportunities to come through this, better and stronger than we did going in. That part is exciting. And the other thing, I think it's exciting for the nation because I think this is a pandemic is an opportunity to help people really rethink one of the basic fundamentals of the United States, which is the states created the federal government, not the other way around when the original 13 states came together and created it. And I think that there could be a fundamental shift in understanding that the federal government doesn't have the answer for every solution, and that this is an opportunity for states to show that they can be different platforms for innovation on how to manage their way through good times and bad. And so it's an exciting time for North Dakota in that regard.
You mentioned other states and sort of obviously everybody's kind of benchmarking states and cases and percentages and all the different things. Where do you think we have sort of crushed it where you're able to smile and explain, hey, here's how we're doing this. What are we doing better than most?
Well, I think if you look at some of the main metrics that we look at, whether it's the positivity rate, which is number of positive cases as a percentage of all the tests we're taking, we've been among the lowest. Other people might say, hey, they've got a low number of absolute cases because they haven't done much testing. We've done an enormous amount of testing. So for us to be at near the top of testing and near the bottom in percent positivity gives us real confidence that we are managing this. And of course, our hospitalization capacity, again, still remains only single digits being used relative to COVID. And then from a death standpoint, again, we said all along we wanted to save lives and livelihoods. We've got one of the lowest death rates from COVID. So if you take a look across all the key metrics, North Dakota is shining.
Talk about a death rate. This one stat has really stuck with me from Scott Atlas, I think is his name, at your alma mater, Stanford. And he, sorry, NDSU, I'll give this one to Stanford since Atlas is there. because you have two alma maters. But anyway, he did an analysis and said the death rate under 70 and under, the death rate is 0.04%. 0.04% is the death rate, which would be actually about one half of what the average flu death rate is in the U.S. Do you think that's an accurate stat?
Well, I haven't seen that one in particular, but it is one of the challenges of this particular virus. That, you know, with COVID is that it is very dangerous for people that are older and have underlying health conditions. Not very dangerous for young people. And I think one of the things that is, you know, parents. I met a mother last year who's, you know, 2-year-old died of the flu. I mean, this is a you know, the flu is a dangerous disease in itself, and I think. You know, probably it's a good, you know, wake up call for everyone, because you talk about underlying conditions, which we talk about every week. You know, the underlying conditions that are create problems with COVID and lead to these comorbidities, they're called, are, you know, they're diabetes, it's heart disease, it's respiratory disease. And you know what is the thing, which, you know, we all know it, the things that can would save an estimated $1 trillion of healthcare costs every year in the U.S. is diet and exercise. I mean, you know, we don't need new hospitals. I mean, if everybody in America was getting, more, you know, walking more, eating better, you wouldn't have the underlying issues, and this disease would be less deadly. So I think it is a little bit of a wake-up call for sort of the health of America and some of the things. And that goes back, as we've said, it's how we design our lives and how we design our cities. If we think that we have to design a city where we can't park a foot from the front door, there's something wrong with that city, where, you know, walking a block would actually be, you know, a great thing for us over our lifetime. That is, you know, that's something we have to think about, because we're where the death is occurring in America is people that are, you know, elderly and have got underlying health issues.
And I guess, yeah, the what I've seen in the way of discussion about the Atlas stat of 0.04% of a death rate is that the people you speak of that have an underlying condition or would be elderly, sort of the protective efforts, the lion's share of the efforts to protect them would come just to them, rather than sort of doing it for everybody. In other words, why are kids doing it when literally the chance of them dying if they do get it is less than the flu? Is it that simple? Could you say, well, let's put a bigger bubble around those that are vulnerable and not have to have such a widespread impact?
Well, I think that is a challenge, because I think we're seeing and we're doing a great job in North Dakota, and a credit really, you know, to the North Dakotans who have been showing we've had some of the least amount of government intervention and the best results, and that points to individual responsibility of North Dakotans caring about themselves, their families, and their neighbors. But when we think about long-term care, you know, congregate living situations, and whether that's a domestic violence shelter or a corrections facility, you know, or long-term care, you know, assisted living for people, memory care, I mean, all these places, those are places of high risk where you've got people that might have underlying vulnerable issues and they're packed in congregate living. Also, you know, multi-generational, you know, housing in families, also another high risk area. But when we take a look at that in long-term care, the amount of spread in the community, if, you know, all of the healthy people have got it in the community and they're doing just fine, and someone works in long-term care and they move from the community to their job in long-term care, then you can end up with this rash of deaths in a long-term care. And I think that's where we want to make sure that we keep this under control in our communities, because that's where the workers are that are serving our most, that are, you know, the most vulnerable in our elders. And again, in young people that might be living with grandparents, another risk area. So I think it's, you know, if the whole state is healthy, we do a better job of protecting, you know, all those that are most at risk.
We asked our listeners for questions for you. We have many, and welcome others at 701-258-0550. Jody asks, when the president did the executive orders over the weekend, how long does it take to update in our system in North Dakota? Example, unemployment extensions, eviction moratoriums, to name a few.
Well, let's just take two of those. The eviction moratoriums were all within federal purview, because where he is making those decisions relate to federal housing. And so that's in the purview And these are extensions of things that are done earlier. In terms of the unemployment piece, that is, again, we're at the spot, of course, where the president is doing executive orders is because of the, you know, the gridlock that has occurred in Congress and the some of the things that are in the, I think the Democrats have got a $4.3 trillion, you know, aid bill out there that's got all kinds of things in it that wouldn't necessarily relate to COVID. And so it is, you know, part of the gridlock that's occurring there is because they're not really a focus on, you know, how do we help Americans in need right now versus how do we drive, you know, broader political agendas. And so I think, and the president, you know, got the right instincts to try to break through that gridlock. But in terms of the unemployment piece, that remains a question of whether that's even, I think there's a question of whether that's going to be legal or not is one thing. And then the state's supposed to kick in another $100 and $300 from the feds. And so that's going to create some issues in terms of how that might get approved at the state level. We put $410 million already into the unemployment.
I thought, if you would, Governor, we'll finish this on the other side of the break with Governor Doug Burgum. Don't go away.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And they have a month of specials. So many specials, they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull with 16 ounces, 3 for $7.50. Jack Lynch, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, we're only 36 days away from Big Iron. Can hardly wait, folks. That's essential ag right there. You can't get any more essential than Big Iron and helping farmers and ranchers get just a little bit more efficient every year. All the latest innovations, September 15th through the 17th at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. High Plains Apache wants to remind you not to miss it this year. As always, you'll see the biggest and best in farm machinery and technology to help today's growers. Top equipment at High Plains Apache. Big Iron and High Plains Apache, a winning combination for growers in the upper Midwest, serving the entire state of North Dakota. High Plains Apache, find them online at highplainsapache.com. Back with Governor Doug Burgum, we're talking about this unemployment insurance, what is in the executive order. So just to pick up on this, it's not clear what this means in the way of a change, but correct me if I'm wrong, you've told us this before, when that first round was going to expire, even though it was super generous in March and April and May and June, and I think you told us, look, when it ends, 731, it ends. And that right now is where we're at. There is no extra $600, right?
That's correct. And again, it was $600 of federal on top of $529 from North Dakota, so that equaled $28.22 paying for unemployment. We've heard from employers all over the state that want to get people back to work. They weren't able to get people sort of off the sidelines and back in the workforce, you know, through the end of July. Dropping it to $400 would be $23.22 for unemployment. That's still higher than a lot of very good jobs in North Dakota. And, you know, whether it's, you know, nursing or contractors or whatever, I mean, these are, you know, we know what the cost of living is in North Dakota, and we know that that's a good wage. And so that's a, you know, it's going to be, it'll continue to be a battle around that, but we'd like to see, you know, people get back to work, employers. You know, there are people that politically would like to keep unemployment high through the election in November. You know, we're a state where we'd like to get people back to work. And, we shouldn't have an economic challenge for employers to find workers because the workers are busy occupied with getting federal assistance. And so that's a battle, political battle that's going on. And on the rent stuff, the viewer or the caller asked about that, but we did pass in North Dakota through the Emergency Commission, the Rent Bridge Program, and that's been funded with $5 million out of the coronavirus relief funds. And this is specifically for people that find themselves in a position where they might fall out of the housing, because if they fall out of housing and become homeless, then we know that there's all kinds of costs to the state for services to do that. So we want to help people that are really in a dire need to do that. And this is, again, where a state can come up with a specific program like this and help what we may think might be the, you know, the 2,000 or 3,000 people that could fall into that category across our entire state, versus doing an eviction moratorium that would touch hundreds of thousands of people that it may not even make sense for them. And we've distributed over $424,000 already through the Department of Human Services Rent Bridge Program. And if people are really concerned about that, I think we've got a great solution that works specifically here in North Dakota that's much more targeted, much more effective than just a broad eviction moratorium, which could really, basically just create a bunch of instability in the entire housing market for landlords and renters.
I want to go to the callers here, but let's just finish up on the unemployment insurance question. What advice would you have for people that are in North Dakota right now that are unemployed and getting unemployment benefits? Should they not anticipate that there will be a $600 a week add back?
Well, I don't think 600 is in the works at all. I think the 400 that the president has put out through the executive order, which was, you know, 300 federal, 100 from the state, is his proposal, if you will, or his executive order. I think that's in the range. I think that if there was going to be a negotiation, if there was going to be a fourth stimulus bill that came out of Congress, the unemployment benefit from the feds was going to be somewhere between 200 and 400. So this splits it down the middle with 300 in Fed, and I think that's about where the negotiations are going to end up. So maybe he's accelerating that. But again, there's legal questions. I don't think any other state that I've heard of as of this morning has announced that they're going ahead with this yet, till they know that there's funding there and they know that it's going to have legal standing.
Got it. But you're of the opinion a kicker of whatever the number is not appropriate at this point.
Well, I would say that, again, we've got a lot of jobs open in North Dakota, and we've had good, solid unemployment benefits in our state. I understand that the additional amount from the feds was for a very unique time when we were actually, you know, shutting down the economy. Now the economy is not shut down. jobs are here, and I think we should have every incentive for people to get back to work and get businesses going again as we get back to a better normal than we had before. And slowing down the economy by paying people to not work makes no sense in my mind.
Arlen and Dickinson for Governor Doug Burgum.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead with your question.
Hi. Yeah, I want to speak to specifically Adams County. They had two positive cases at the skilled nursing home there, and all the residents tested negative except for these two residents. They had no visitors. All of the employees tested negative. So they retested them, and they came up negative. And they're still reporting two cases. What are you doing with all the false positives that are being reported?
Well, this is one I'll have to check into, and maybe offline I can make sure I get, maybe I'll be able to figure it out in Adams County, which skilled nursing facility. But the PCR tests that we're doing through the state of North Dakota have got high accuracy, and of course, if someone, depending on the time frame between when they tested positive and when they tested negative, it's even if it's a day or two, both of those might be accurate, as opposed to one was false and one was negative, because there's only a window of time where people have enough viral load where they can come up positive. So we're monitoring this closely, but we do not think that there's a big issue with false positives because of the accuracy of the test that we're doing.
But do you well, so when you find one, even though you're saying it's not a big problem, not a high number of those, but when you do find them, are they then removed from the accounting, from the reporting?
Yes.
Got it. So yeah. and you're saying, Arlen, that didn't happen in the case of Adams County, the one you're talking about.
Well, yeah, he's got, you know, you've got this tracking thing, and it's really easy to track, you know, two residents that have had no visitors, you know, and, yeah, they get tested all the time. My parents are in assisted living, and they're continually tested, and there has been no positive, you know, down there, and these two showed up. Like I said, they tested positive, no visitors. Everybody else was negative, and, you know, they tested them again. It's so negative, and it gets sent into the state. But we hear nothing about the false positive. Nothing.
Appreciate the call.
The numbers taken off, you know, like.
Appreciate that. We're going to a break, but I would ask if you would hang on so we can find out what facility that is. We'll pass that along to the governor to double check on those numbers. One thing I've heard, we'll talk about after the break, from a lot of people, heard it again today, is people who stand in line for a test. This isn't so much North Dakota, as I've heard Minnesota, although I've heard some North Dakota people stand in line to take a test, so they're in the system, but then they leave, and then they get a call saying they were positive when they never took a test. Which is kind of a bizarre thing. More after this with Governor
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming live and online fall equipment auctions, including retirement auctions with exceptional lines of quad tracks, Case and John Deere tractors, seeding and harvest equipment, with antique tractors and livestock equipment in Tolna, Lankin, Steele, Hazleton, and Bowman, North Dakota, Baker and Dagmar, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. With over 5 million cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. now and over 162,000 deaths from it, many Americans are still suffering but hoping for a vaccine soon or for the spread to just stop. But on Face the Nation, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said another wave of the virus is likely on its way.
And the concern now is that this has become so pervasive across the country that it could start to infect more rural communities that have largely been untouched to date and probably are a little bit more complacent because they have been untouched, but are still very vulnerable because the infection hasn't been there.
No major damage, but North Carolina was shaken by a magnitude 5.1 earthquake yesterday morning, the strongest quake to hit the state in over 100 years. This man says,
"What amazed me the most is how loud it was."
And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by Right at Home. It's right when you're home, isn't it? Just be right at home. That's where folks want to be. And if you're asking the question, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to put mom or dad in a nursing facility after this pandemic? Is that the right way to go? Well, what do you do? And folks struggle with that question every single day. There's answers. There's answers to keep them safe at home amongst their familiar surroundings. That's what the team from Right at Home does every day, helping during these challenging times. From the moment you call, they work to understand your family's needs and listen to your concern, the right services when and where you need them. Everything from transportation, companionship, laundry, bathing, dressing, medication, purchasing, preparing meals, whatever it is. Check them out by calling 701-997-0400. Barry and the crew at Right at Home waiting for your call right now. The process is easy. Call your local Right at Home office in Fargo, rightathome.com/fargo.com. Back with Governor Doug Burgum on the What's On Your Mind. We do have that facility. We'll get that information to you off the air, Governor. But by and large, are you seeing any of these cases where, you know, people wait in line, then leave, but don't actually get a test, then get called, say they're positive? I mean, anything widespread that concerns you on our testing numbers being accurate?
No, I mean when you're doing 30, if you're doing 30,000 tests a week plus 30,000 tests a week, 1% of that would be 300. A tenth of 1% would be 30. One hundredth of 1% would be 3 people. It's possible that, you know, that we're at, 4 nines of accuracy and there still is an individual case, but it's not a widespread concern that I have at all.
Glenn in Dickinson for the governor. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning,
Glenn.
Scott.
Yeah,
Glenn. Ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Great program as usual. I kind of piggybacking off that caller from Adams County. It seemed like we're just hung up on testing and testing and testing and testing that governs our day-to-day decisions, our businesses and everything else. When are we going to just say that's enough? We've had enough testing. We don't understand what's going on anyway. Why don't we just move on? Thank you.
Well, I don't think we're in a spot where we're going to say, when are we just going to give up on testing? Because testing is the way that we know where the virus is and how widespread it is, and it gives us an opportunity to take action to prevent it. I think it'd be irresponsible for us relative to the lives and livelihoods of North Dakotans to not be doing testing, because that's the key. And the way that we are doing it now is not doing more and more. We're trying to increase the quality of the testing. And part of the quality is all the things that people are talking about on this call, which is increased accuracy, increased turnaround time. As quickly as we head back with K-12 heading back, students heading back for higher education, the states that can do testing well are the ones that are going to be able to get their economies going. And that's, of course, what we want to do here is keep the economy going and growing in North Dakota. And testing is the key tool to help us do that. So, again, I'm very grateful for everybody in the medical communities, local public health, the state lab, the National Guard in North Dakota, and everybody that's allowed North Dakota to be at the forefront of this, because it's allowed us to have the confidence and the understanding to know where the virus is and how to manage it going forward. Also gives us an understanding, Scott said, that for certain populations, the risk is pretty low, and other populations, it's very high risk. And this gives us the testing, gives us a chance to help us manage that.
And for instance, to Glenn's point, South Dakota has tested, correct me if I'm wrong, but considerably less than us. And they're very often held up as an example of, look, very little restrictions, light touch, which North Dakota wasn't too far from as well. But, the testing is such that they look like the all-star when you see the map and all the reports, yet they're testing less. So to Glenn's point, do they have any different tools on how to manage this than we do based on they test less than we do?
No, they are doing less testing, but I think it's, again, you can, if you're, trying to, drive fast on a road you've never been on before, it's good to have good headlights. And for at least as the way I see it, when we've got more comprehensive testing, particularly of vulnerable populations, this gives us more visibility. It helps gives us more visibility in what pressures might be on hospitalization, gives us more insight on how to manage the reopening of businesses and schools. And so I think it's a positive thing here that we've got more testing, and that's a spot that I think in North Dakota we allow us to navigate through this thing. We're in this thing. It's a marathon, not a sprint, but this is going to give us more instrumentation, if you will, on the dashboard to help us navigate as we go through this. So I feel good about where we are.
I appreciate the call, Glenn. Thank you very much. Going to keep rolling here. Texter says that he was frustrated in calling the Department of Health to point out the fact that he was not removed. Trying to find this now again. From the they were false positives, and they were still seeing themselves. They tried calling NDOH, North Dakota Department of Health. My wife was a false positive in Montreal County. As far as we can tell, she's never been removed off the list. We tried calling, and they were zero help about it, frustrating to say the least. So there again might be one of the percentages, but that's another one I pass along to you for whatever it's worth. Speaking of zero, we had somebody call earlier.
If we can get that one, I'll have somebody call them so we can take care of that one. That's an easy one.
All right, we'll pass that on too.
Scott, one thing I would say, I know we're going to always run out of time, but, we got all the COVID questions, but I would say, we got, a statewide audience. There are so many positive things going on in North Dakota, and one of the things which I know that we remind ourselves when Brent Sanford and I ran, we said, hey, we need to make sure we're diversifying the economy through more value added with ag and energy here in North Dakota. And wow, that's more true now than ever, because look what happens when we have low ag prices and then we got low energy prices that happen and how that can affect our state. And so I just want people to know that, Brent and I are we're not spending 100% of our time on COVID. We are working hard on all kinds of things relative to try to continue to diversify the economy, whether it's more ag processing, more energy processing, the battles we've been fighting to make sure DAPL stays open, which is great news since you and I talked that's got a bit of a reprieve for a while, because that means hundreds of millions of dollars to the state revenues, and it means millions, billions of dollars to mineral owners and operators in North Dakota. Just from the discounts on transportation, the UAS stuff that we talked about is rolling out in the West, and that's going to help energy more efficient. It's going to help our environment. Those things are very positive. Brent is spending a ton of time working to come up with solutions on the Coal Creek plant and the ethanol plant. And there's a lot of positive things happening. The whole biotech sector in North Dakota, I mean, the stuff Aldevron and Fargo, amazing company, what they're doing, supporting almost every vaccine producer in the world. They're in Fargo. Those guys are growing like crazy. And so a lot of positive things happening in our state, you know, beyond COVID. And you know, want people to know that we're focused on that every single day.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up, because I know you are, and I know a lot of that goes on and it doesn't get as much attention. I have actually a couple of questions here that are not related to COVID, which is nice. I appreciate it and consider it refreshing, too, that we'll get to in just a second here. You mentioned a number of things there, but the one to call my attention was the Coal Creek Station. Are you confident that, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, both at North American Coal, the Fall Creek Mine, and also Falkirk Mine, rather, and also, obviously employees of Great River Energy and the Coal Creek Station and the whole ripple effect into the chain that are very, very worried about that. Are you confident that a solution will come to the table to allow that to keep operating?
Well, I'd say I'm optimistic. And again, kudos to Brent Stanford for all the work that he's putting in with all the industry CEOs to try to fight for a solution on this thing. But there's no easy answer given the economics and the federal tax incentives that, you know, go to some renewables that don't come to the coal side of things. But it is, we've got to fight to make sure we keep baseload in this country, not just jobs in North Dakota, but for national energy security. We have to have baseload in the grid. And this is Coal Creek is one of the most efficient plants that we have in the state of North Dakota. And I think the thing that we are investing in as a state is in, you know, carbon research, and whether that's carbon sequestration, just put it in the ground, whether it's using the CO2 that comes off coal plants, use that for enhanced oil recovery, or whether it's taking carbon and putting it into greenhouses to have a 12-month-a-year more diversified agricultural industry here. I mean, these are all ideas. And so what we've said all along, it's innovation, not regulation. The feds want to regulate coal out of business. In North Dakota, we'd like to turn CO2 into a value-added input versus the devil element on the chemistry chart, because plants need CO2, the environment needs CO2, and we've got it, and we should be able to figure out how to turn that into a value-added input.
We had a caller say that they appreciate your zero vision, zero approach with the DOT, but he said he watches the reports of accidents, and a lot of times the fatalities are missed curbs. He said it's there a lot. He says that would tell me we need to mark them better, that the signs aren't sufficient to warn people of the curves. What do you think of that idea?
Well, road design is certainly one of the things we're looking at. So good input from the caller that's calling in. Signage, I mean, another place where fatalities is where we've got, you know, dangerous intersections, and there's been some good progress, you know, out in the oil patch and putting in roundabouts that, you know, dramatically reduce, deaths and accidents for doing that. So we're putting dollars in, and Bill Panos, our great new director of DOT, is taking a look at road design, all aspects of it. We've got heat map for the last 10 years of where the deaths have occurred in North Dakota. And sometimes they're aggregated in these spots where we've got design issues, and we're going to get after those and fix those. I mean, speed, seatbelts, and road design all contribute. And of course, driving while impaired, driving while texting, those are other things that we want to try to knock down.
I only have a half a minute left. I want to ask you one last question. I got a lot of these, probably as much as anything, on Measure 3. Somebody's saying, have you seen the website for Measure 3 yet? This is scary. Is it a hoax? What do you want folks to know about Measure 3?
Well, I think Measure 3, I think you'll see Brent and I and a lot of people coming out strongly opposed to it. Would be not good for the state of North Dakota. People need to get educated, understand what's really in that. But it would, I think, have a serious detrimental impact on how representative government works here in North Dakota. So we're people pay attention.
Yeah, unfortunately, people who can't win elections try and cook up things to change the Constitution to rig the system. So it's an ugly one. Get to know the perils of Measure 3 real soon, folks. Lots of time to the election so we can talk about that one. Governor, thanks for all the time today. Didn't get to everything, but we'll do it again. We appreciate it. Governor Doug Burgum joining us on What's On Your Mind.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com, brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The red, white, and you sale rolls on. Some of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. New shipments and fresh trades arriving daily, and you're sure to find a vehicle to fit your lifestyle. An Enclave, an Acadia, Yukon, Silverado, Equinox, a Malibu, a Cruise. Some have very low miles, and payments are as low as $199 a month, and all come with our lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, final segment here for a Monday edition of the program.
It just goes too darn fast. Too darn fast. I didn't even get probably to a third of the questions for the governor. Although we did have a lot in the same theme. There was a lot of questions about the unemployment.
situation. A lot of questions about Measure 3, which surprised me, and I'm glad. I'm glad people are paying attention to Measure 3. Measure 3 has been a disaster from day one. These folks lied. They run around and deceive people, saying, oh, you want to vote to let veterans vote, don't you? And I even think that, you know, there's probably some provision that allows the veterans to vote longer, overseas, military, whatever. But the point is, that was already covered. That we didn't need a law to do that. What they didn't tell you is all the stuff buried in there. And folks, plain and simple, all you need to know about this. This is backed by people who hate the way North Dakota is run. They hate the way it reflects the values of North Dakotans. And they can't win at the ballot box. They can't win. They're incapable. Seriously, they can't. So what do? You cook up a system where you come in and you change the rules. It's so ugly, it's unbelievable. Hard to believe. Defeating Measure 3 in North Dakota is as important as Trump winning. That's how dang important it is. There's no joke there. So just remember, Measure 3, the people who deceived you, using our military to deceive you into signing something. We had a ton of people call when they figured out, how do I get my name off? You can't get your name off. Which, if you ask me, ought to change in the next legislative session, too. If I sign something because somebody said something to me wasn't true, I should be able to say, cross my name out. And I venture to say, everybody that was deceived would total more than enough to torpedo that thing, and it wouldn't even be on the ballot. Maybe we ought to go to court. Everybody else does. It's a favorite tool of the left. Maybe we ought to go to court. Shut it down. What do you think? We the people.
Why not?
We the people can do it. Exactly. Jeff in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Thank you for waiting, sir.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on, taking my call. What's brought to my attention, I know you guys are aware of it, is what happened to a couple in St. Louis, Missouri, where some rioters, looters, some criminals tried to assault them and even threaten to kill them and destroy their property. So they exercise their Second Amendment rights to protect themselves. And the local DA there in St. Louis put charges up against them and were going to prosecute them and put them in prison. And also, not too long ago, up in Fargo, North Dakota, the mayor there passed some kind of executive order to strip people of their Second Amendment rights so they couldn't protect themselves or their private property. Because of rioting and looters, and stripped them of their constitutional rights because of the actions of criminals. And that just seems kind of backwards to me. And I know, I realize that North Dakota does have the Castle Doctrine, but I don't believe it has enough teeth in it. And the language is not strong enough. And I know this is a one-party state, and the Republicans have no excuse. They say they talk a good game, but they're pro-Second Amendment and pro-victims' right and pro-self-defense. But yet seeing them take up the stay-in-your-ground law so we can avoid scenarios like what happened in St. Louis and what happened in Fargo. And it's just a matter of time for it spread throughout the state. And I think it's better to be proactive instead of reactive. And I wish these politicians in Bismarck, instead of just talking the talk, start walking the walk. The Democrats can't stop nothing. The anti-gunners in North Dakota can't stop nothing, so they have no excuse. So I'd just like to see some more action taking place in Bismarck and pass a strong stand-your-ground law with teeth in it that avoid scenarios like in St. Louis.
Yeah, I want to ask Kelly Armstrong about that, because that'd be the kind of bill that Kelly would take up and make its way through the legislature. To see if there's a reason. I mean, I'm just kind of curious of the history why we don't have it. And then if not, that's one blessing that's going to come out of what happened in St. Louis with that couple. I mean, we'll have some common sense things that will happen, because that shouldn't happen to anybody. It's ridiculous. Jeff, appreciate your call. Thanks a ton. Rescuers are pulling victims now from a rubble of gargantuan proportions. It's, I don't know, four or five homes in Baltimore. They look like row homes.
Wow.
One after the other, destroyed in a gas explosion here in the last hour or so. It is just hard to even look at. I can't believe that maybe a whole natural gas pipe leaking or something like that.
Something
that would not
big.
Be some.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just, I don't know what causes that at all. I do not know. Art and Kildare want to give us a quick update on the Minneapolis
election battle with Ilhan Omar and a primary opponent. Who's going to win, Art?
Hopefully it's Anton. I see that the Anton Melton Mukes get out there and vote on Tuesday in the primary. It looks like the Star and Tribune has endorsed Anton. Another thing, I took a look at the size of the District 5 congressional district in Minneapolis. It looks like it's everything inside of I-90, the 694.
Yeah, it's a postage stamp right around the right around Twin Stadium, right around Target Field. But you're right, last chance there to get in on that one. I was pleasantly surprised with the Star trip, that's for sure. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Folks, you can't go wrong. Still time to apply for a class of 2020 at umary.edu.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.